Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little help from some ancient wisdom. Now, before you roll your eyes and think stoicism, that sounds super serious, hear me out. We're not talking about being all rigid and emotionless here. Stoicism is actually about finding power in the present moment, cultivating inner peace, and discovering what truly matters. And let's be real, isn't that something we could all use a little more of? Ever felt like you were just going through the motions day after day? Like there was some missing piece, some spark of purpose that wasn't quite ignited? I get it. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with messages about what we should be doing, who we should be, and how much stuff we need to be happy. But none of that truly matters if you haven't found your own compass, your own North Star. That's where Stoicism comes in. Think of it like this. Stoicism is a toolkit for living a more fulfilling life. It's about focusing on what's within your control, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions, and letting go of the things you can't change. It's about embracing challenges as opportunities for growth, finding meaning in everyday experiences, and cultivating inner strength and resilience. Here are a few key takeaways to get you started. 1. Accept what you can't control. This is probably the biggest lesson Stoicism teaches us. We can't control everything that happens in life, the weather, other people's actions, unexpected events. Trying to grip onto things we can't change only leads to frustration and anxiety. Instead, focus your energy on what you can control. Your own thoughts, your responses, and your choices. You might not be able to control the traffic jam, but you can choose how you react to it, maybe listen to some upbeat music or use that time to catch up on a podcast. 2. Live in the present moment. The past is gone and the future hasn't happened yet. All we have is this present moment. Stoicism encourages us to be fully present, to appreciate the small things, and to savor each experience. It's about letting go of dwelling on regrets or worrying about what might happen. Take a deep breath, notice your surroundings, and truly be here now. 3. Find meaning in your actions. Ask yourself, what really matters to me? What kind of impact do I want to have on the world? Stoicism reminds us that our actions have consequences, both big and small. By choosing to act with integrity, kindness, and purpose, we can create a ripple effect of positivity. 4. Embrace challenges as opportunities. Think of obstacles not as roadblocks, but as stepping stones. When things get tough, Stoicism encourages us to view challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. It's about developing resilience, adaptability, and a can-do attitude. 5. Cultivate inner peace. This is the ultimate goal of Stoicism, finding peace within ourselves, regardless of external circumstances. It's not about suppressing our emotions, but rather acknowledging them, understanding them, and letting go of what we can't control. Remember, inner peace isn't a destination, it's a journey. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered lawyer who always seems to be on the verge of burnout. She works long hours, takes on too much, and constantly worries about meeting expectations. She's successful, but she feels empty inside. Sarah starts practicing Stoicism by focusing on her breath during stressful moments, accepting that she can't control everything at work, and finding joy in simple things like taking a walk in nature or spending time with loved ones. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to experience a shift. She feels calmer, more centered, and more fulfilled. She realizes that success isn't just about climbing the corporate ladder, it's also about living a meaningful life filled with purpose and connection. So, what can you do right now to start incorporating Stoicism into your own life? Take a few moments to reflect on what truly matters to you. Make a conscious effort to be present in each moment. Choose kindness over judgment and focus on the things within your control. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference. This isn't about becoming some kind of Stoic superhero overnight. It's a journey of self-discovery, growth, and finding your own path to meaning and purpose. Let me know what resonates with you in the comments below. Share your thoughts, your experiences, or any questions you have. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes filled with practical wisdom and real-life strategies for living a more fulfilling life. Until next time, keep it stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.